Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me why they all hating on me. Cause it's God over money on my whole team. I bang out like Yeshua is my OG. And I don't really know how to be low-key. Logo on my chest like what it do. We them followers of Christ, tell me what it do. And if you're not one, we can still kick it. But I might preach to you, I'm just being real with it. Christ said you gotta love them when they front too. Your love measured by the hate you can love through. And if Christ at the cross for the same ones and put him there and die for his killers, he can love you. He the boss, I be on my J-O. The way I do it, got a maiming in my halo. The truth hurt, but it do work. Until you met him, you can never know your true worth. I keep it 100, and some of y'all love it. Some of y'all don't, but I ain't finna change nothing. G-O-M, we gon' keep it coming. If it's hating, you're the only one that does it. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Came with a flaw, I'm finna see the light. I was raised in the dark, but he came for the loss, and he paid on the cross. I'm a servant of the king, and I bang for the cause. You say you ain't a Christian, alright, cool. And you can't rock with it, cause it's not true. But game rock red, Snoop rock blue. You ain't never bang in your life, but you got two. Just saying, y'all be acting funny though. First time a hater, cause I'm broke and my money low. Find out I made a couple hundred on a low. Now they like so, I thought it was God over money though. Hate it when I'm paid, hate it when I'm broke. They hating on my faith, hating on my folk. See them drowning in the middle of the ocean. When you pull up, they be hating on your boat. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
First things first, I'm blessed, boy. Hard to stress when you dress like Metroid. All up in the armor, something on a hater like. You won't see this logo on my chest, boy. You already know though. Bumpy get to snapping like a photo on my click click. We the misfits that the spit swift. Something
my
like
music.
Where them Indians we live. In this more the music than your amusement. Knew that before we get formed a union with the boy in Houston. Yeah, I never doubted what the law was doing. With me or biz, I just grab my sword and with the war to prove it. This platform that we're using, mask on. Evolution is that strong. The illusion is passed on. Where the youth is, I'm back drawing the blueprints for any hater regard to get mashed on.
Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't get no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God all day for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in today. This is the Committing Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. Praise God. We thank God for each and every person out there who is called in, who is tuned in. Praise God. You heard the word, all the hating in the world. Amen. Ain't going to make me a hater. Praise God. That's the way we want to start it out every night to let everybody know, no matter how much they hate on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let them turn you into a hater. Praise God. Amen. That's an important message for God's children. Because when God begins to bless you, praise God. Hallelujah. It's not only spiritually, but financially and with substance. Praise God. People are going to begin to hate on you. Praise God. That's just the way it is. The Bible tells you. Hallelujah. Amen. That these tribulations will come. Hallelujah. But the Bible also tells us that he prepares a table for us in the presence, hallelujah, of our enemies. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I look at it like this. The more haters, the bigger the table. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The more haters I got, the bigger the table. Praise God. Cat Williams said it like this. I know y'all don't watch Cat Williams. It's all too safe. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I watch him on occasion. He said like this. If you got, hallelujah, 10 haters, amen, you need to up it to 15. Praise God. Before December here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That means the more haters you got, the better you do. People don't talk about people that ain't doing nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't want nobody to talk about too fine. Don't do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. There ain't nobody ain't going to have nothing to talk about. But it's an old song. My grandma used to listen to. Hallelujah. The song said, let me give them something to talk about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm going to be blessed. I'm not going, hallelujah, not be blessed so you won't hate on me. Praise God. You know what? That's a person's choice. That's their choice to hate on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They ain't got to do it. They choose to do it for whatever reason. We can, you know, try to figure out why they doing it. Praise God. But they do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a decision they made. And if they wasn't going to hate on you, they was going to hate on somebody else. Bless the name of the Lord tonight. So don't let all the hate in the world, praise God, turn you into a hater all tonight. We thank
this call
God,
is being recorded.
Each and everybody who called in. Bless the Lord, Sister Jackie, on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in and everybody that's tuned in tonight. Hallelujah. We about to have a blessed time in the Lord. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, first of all, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Come together, Lord. Hallelujah. In your word, Lord. You said you would be present, that you would be in the midst when two or three are gathered in your name. We are gathered, Lord, and we are ready to receive your word on tonight. Our ears are open, Lord. Our hearts are receptive, Lord. And we are ready to receive your word on tonight. Let your anointing flow freely, as it always does, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for the revelation now that you are about to drop into our hearts on tonight. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, the work of distraction, Lord, that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. Let our eyes, our minds stay focused on you on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you once again. We want you to know we love you. We appreciate you, Lord, for everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God tonight. And amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. If you just called in, just tuned in, I say on Blog Talk Radio, this is the Committee Jewish International Worldwide. Hallelujah. Prayer line. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. For everybody that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. The pastor of the Committee Jewish Fellowship will be coming forth later on in the program, amen, delivering a powerful word from God. That's my brother over there in, hallelujah, praise God, California, over there on the West Coast, amen, Apostle Elvin A. Curry, praise God, hallelujah. If you ain't been on the line, if you ain't been tuning in, praise God, hallelujah, amen, you tuned in to the right channel on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God on tonight, hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace. This is where we invite you to call in. This is where we invite you to tune in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And participate. Hallelujah. Give your prayer request. Hallelujah. Amen. Give your testimony. Why? Hallelujah. Praise God. Why do you want me to pray? Hallelujah. You want to be all in my business? Praise God. Hallelujah. No, I don't even know you. Hallelujah. To be all in your business. Praise God. Amen. The word of God tells us like this. The word of God tells us plainly. It says when two or more agree on anything in the earth, that it shall be done by my Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. It goes on to say, hallelujah, that what we bind in earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we unleash on earth will be unleashed in heaven. Yes, yes, there's power in prayer. Glory to God. No doubt. You can go through the throne of grace by yourself. I've had some people tell me I can pray for myself. Amen. Go right ahead. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But there was power, hallelujah, in number. And what the word of God is telling us is when we mix the two. Hallelujah. Praise God. We call it touching and agree, that the Father in heaven moves when we touch and agree on anything. Hallelujah. In the earth. Praise God. The book of James said it like this. Hallelujah. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are touching and agree that you be healed. We are touching and agree that you be delivered. We are touching and agree that the finances, hallelujah, work out. Praise God. Let me tell you something. People don't got no room to talk about nobody because everybody going through something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we come together and touch and agree on the word of God. Amen. And we watch God move in each other's lives. Then why you want me to testify? Because somebody out there might have been going through what you went through. Glory to God. They might be going through what you done already came out of. Hallelujah. Praise God. And your words will encourage them not only just to come to Christ, not only just to lean on God, but to know that leaning on God and coming to Christ, they will get them through the situation they're going through, praise God, hallelujah, that they're going to come out of what they're in. Praise God, hallelujah, that God is able to see you, that the word says that with man, things are impossible. There's a lot of things we can't do. Glory to God. God can't fix your husband. God can't fix your wife. You can't fix your husband. Praise God. You can't fix your wife. You can't fix your children. You can't make your finances straight. Now, I don't care what kind of budget you try to put yourself on. You can't get it right. But when you go to God, the Bible says with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah tonight. So what we invite you to do tonight is come before the throne of grace. Hallelujah, with your testimonies, with your prayer requests. Hallelujah, amen, so we can touch and agree. Hallelujah, so you can encourage somebody with your testimony. Hallelujah, amen, and we can watch God move in people's lives. Glory to God, because that's the goal. The goal is to get you closer to God so you can see him move in your life. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. So the phone lines are open on tonight. We're not going to go to a scripture. The phone lines are open on tonight. If there be one, if you got a testimony, if you got a prayer request on the goodness of on tonight, praise God, hallelujah, the phone lines are open. Will there be one? Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Any testimonies, any prayer requests on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we bless God on tonight, hallelujah, because he is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Amen. He is worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah, worthy to be lifted up. Amen. He woke us up this morning, and he started us on our way. Hallelujah, praise God. We didn't have to be here tonight, but we are. And we forget, Lord, we praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah. And then we're going to have a selection out of our music library on tonight. Hallelujah. And then we are going to be blessed. Hallelujah, with the word of God. Hallelujah on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Once again, we come before your throne of grace. Hallelujah, amen. Telling you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to hear your word. Hallelujah, Lord. We come, Lord, with our hearts ready. We are ready to hear your word on tonight. Praise God, Lord. Your word is what gets us through our day. Hallelujah. And that's, Lord, we come forward, Lord. You say that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of your mouth. Glory to God, Lord. So we're asking you to speak to us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch us, Lord. Speak to our each individual situation. You know what they are. Hallelujah, Lord. And only you can speak through the willing vessel on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. Touch each and every one under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch us each in a mighty way. Hallelujah. We know that you are the one that's able to fulfill that need in our life. Hallelujah. Nothing else can fulfill it but you. So therefore, Lord, we come to you. Hallelujah, Lord. As humble as we know how. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. We ask that you touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Strengthen him tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God as he gets ready to bring your word. The Lord, the anointing to flow freely, Lord. Free him. Hallelujah. Of anything trying to hold him down from bringing forth your word on tonight. And we thank you right now. We praise you. We ask that peace be still so that we can hear your word. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. He's worthy to be magnified, and he's worthy to be lifted up on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless everybody that's come. Hallelujah. Before the throne on tonight to hear the word of God. Amen. We bless you. We thank you for coming. Hallelujah, amen, and we truly hope you are blessed on tonight. If you don't know what you're tuned into, this is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Prayer Line. Praise God, and I've been saying, and it don't come to pass, the number one prayer line, hallelujah, in the world. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you that have called in tonight. I hope you are ready and prepared to hear the word of God, bringing forth the word of God tonight. Amen. All the way from Long Beach, California. Amen. The West Coast is in the house. Praise God on tonight. Amen. Is my brother in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Apostle himself, Elder A. Kirk, bless the name of the Lord, will be coming forth and bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. Immediately following these selections, hallelujah, we will be in the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. This is what a lot of us came here tonight to ask the Lord to do. Praise God and have some peace.
Oh!
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Give us a second. We still waiting on the apostle to join us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's enjoy another selection.
Lift your worship now.
Yeah.
called you as my king. I wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Wanna be. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see.
But I've heard the tender whisper. it, Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for it.
Give God a praise, everybody. Come on and bless the name of the Lord right now. Amen. Come on and give God praise and worship right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody bless the name of Yahshua right now. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Can y'all hear me tonight? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me tonight? Amen. Can anybody hear me tonight, y'all?
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Somebody give God a praise tonight. Somebody give God the glory tonight. Amen. We're so thankful tonight. Can y'all hear me now?
Amen. Amen. Sorry, Apostle, I was reconnecting one of the other lines.
Amen. That's all right, man of God. That's all right. And I just wanted to make sure that y'all could hear me tonight.
Amen. Amen. We got some people online. Bless the name of the Lord.
Praise God. Am I coming through okay right now?
No, not right now. You was at first.
Yeah. Y'all can hear me now?
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay. Amen. I want to make sure that everybody can hear me on tonight. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. If y'all can hear the man of God tonight, come on, give God some praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God is good all the time.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Amen. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
This
and his
call
praises
is being recorded.
Shall continuously be in my mouth. I believe that there is never a wrong time to praise God. I believe that any time we get an opportunity to open our mouth, it's a good time to praise him. So if I got some radical praises online tonight, can we please,
hallelujah,
amen, light our lighters up for the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory,
hallelujah,
to God. No, I ain't no little Kim. But if we're going to light our lighters, let's light them up for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe the promise
that
my soul,
hallelujah,
shall make her boast in the Lord. It's time for us to make our boast, to let our soul make our boast in the Lord. Come on here, somebody. We need to boast in our God. Amen. We need to let heaven and earth know that we love him with all our heart, all our mind. Come on here, somebody. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't believe in half doing nothing. Amen. I believe if you're going to give your all, amen, that's the way God gives
us.
He gives us our all. Come on here, somebody. So if he's going to give us his all, then it's only right for us to give him our all. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I believe that some will say, is your all on the altar. Come on here, somebody. Is your all on the altar? Not some. Is your all on there? Because God is only going to bless if we give him all of us.
Hallelujah.
So we give God praise and glory on tonight. Amen. And we thank him, amen, for all things. And we bless him tonight for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God tonight. Amen. I'm excited tonight for the word of God that's coming on tonight. For all of you that are online tonight, God has something really special for us tonight. Giving honor to my dear, dear brother, amen, whom I love, amen, who I dearly thank God for. Amen. Elder Andre, come on, give God praise for him on tonight.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Bless you, man of God. Amen. And to all the saints of God that are online tonight, amen. I speak love and blessings to you tonight. Amen. Somebody give God a praise tonight. Amen. Give him a praise just to
glory
you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Just
so you love it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, tonight. I want y'all to be praying for me. Amen. Be praying for me tonight. Amen. Help me preach this. Amen. Word from the Lord tonight from heaven. Amen. I believe that we won't be lonely tonight, but we tend to be strong. Very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. But we're going to look at it, bless you, man of God, from the Holy Ghost point of view tonight, and let him show us another side of glory. Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Amen. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And the word of the Lord reads, there has no temptation taken you.
Yes.
But such as is common to man. Semicolon. But God is faithful. Somebody said, but God is faithful.
But God is faithful.
Amen.
God is faithful.
And then he says, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. In other words, God will not go beyond what you can stand. Come on here, somebody. So he knows how much you can bear.
Come
he knows how much you can put up with. So he's not going to take you beyond your limit.
Amen.
Because God who created you know everything about you. So if he's going to allow you to go through something, he know how much you can go through before you are called it quits. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
Who will not tempt above that which you are able, but will with the temptation. Somebody say with the temptation.
With the
temptations.
So if God is allowing me to go through the temptation, then he knows how far he's going to let me go before he decides to deliver me, because he knows if he don't deliver me, then I will go to the left. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so with that, he said the temptation also make a way to escape. Somebody said escape.
Escape.
So if God allowed me to go through the temptation, God already has a way of escape when I get to the point that he knows I can't take no more of the temptation. Come on here, somebody.
Come on
Amen.
Now.
Amen. It says that you may be able what? To bear it. Hallelujah. So that we may be able to bear the temptation. Because, you know, when you get to the breaking point, then you can't bear it no more. Lord, I can't deal with it no more. I'm done. I'm finished. My feet are going in the opposite direction, Lord. You know me. You created me. Hallelujah. You know all about me.
Come on
here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now,
that's right. Come on, preacher.
I want to look at, since it says there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. I want to look at, well, what are the temptations that are common to every man that we go through, but we just go through it in a different way. Come on here, somebody. So tonight,
come on now.
I want to focus on PMS. PMS, power, money, and sex. And so the enemy uses these three things that are common to us, power, money, and sex. Hallelujah. There are three things that seem like we can't get enough of. We can't get enough power.
Mm-hmm.
We can't never get
Come
enough
on,
money.
Now.
And we can't never get enough
power.
So everybody needs to be PMSing right now. It's a lot of PMSing right now.
Yes.
Amen. People PMSing behind power. They PMSing behind money. And they PMSing behind sex. So everybody, amen. The enemy using these three tools. Glory to God.
Amen.
To wear us out. Come on here, somebody. Because no matter how much power we get, we always want more power. And no matter how much money we get, we always want more money. Amen. More problems. But it depends on who you get the money from. And how you get the money. Because if you get the money the wrong way, you're going to have more problems, right? God, I wish somebody would hang with me tonight. PMSing. Come on here, somebody. Now. And then the sexual part is, amen, we can't never get enough of that. Glory to God. Then when that wear off, then we looking for something to fulfill that part of our life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
And so God began to break some things down to me concerning this PMS thing. Now let's look at the power part first. See, power is different for a man than it is for a woman. See, us as men, we need authority, power, so our male ego won't be intimidated. I don't know how many brothers online tonight. Glory to God.
Come on now,
but I wish I had some brothers that can relate. See, our thing about power is this. As long as we got authority, we ain't worried about nothing. Because we know that the money and everything else and the sex is going to come with the power of authority.
Come on now.
With the woman power is the money. She not tripping about authority. Because she realized if I got the money, amen, that I can buy everything else that I need to come with the power.
And so
how the enemy play us is this. Now, if we don't feel like we have the authority with the power, then our ego is now weakened because we don't feel like we're in control.
Come on.
Yep. So we try to give the woman the money to keep the power flowing because we want her to make us feel like we're in control. Come on here, somebody. Y'all going to
come on now.
Come on,
you
said too much,
Calvin.
You need to be quiet.
And so, you know, we're trying to buy power, but God is saying, power belongs to me. I believe we need to examine this thing a little closer. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody keep your hand there. Don't you leave 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. But let's look at something right quick. Brothers, to help us out tonight, because we need to look at this thing, male and female, to understand so we'll stop power tripping in our relationships. Come on here, somebody. That's why a lot of brothers try to become a woman because they realize that the woman has the power. And if they don't realize that if we just get close to God, God is saying, I can give y'all the power you want. You trying to be somebody else because you don't know who you are as a man that I created you in my image, in my likeness, and you letting the devil mess with your head because you feel like because you don't have the money you want that you're not in charge. Come on here, somebody. But I want to encourage some brothers tonight. Don't let the enemy mess with you. Tell the enemy, say, I ain't no trick. I ain't no trick, devil. Stop messing with me because I ain't no trick. Come on here, somebody. We try to do everything because we want power. But at the end of the night, let me show you something in Psalm 62.
Come on now.
Let's go to Psalm 62 and read something right quick. Psalm 62, verse 11. When you get there, shout hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 62, verse 11. And the word of the Lord reads. It says, God has spoken once. Somebody say once.
One.
God has spoken once, twice. Somebody said twice.
Twice.
Have I heard this? That power belongeth to God. Somebody say all power.
All power.
Belongs to God.
All power.
Belongs to God.
So if all power belongs to God, what in the hell are we tripping for about power? Because once you get power, if you don't know what to do with it, power ain't no good. Come on here, somebody. If God give us power and we don't know what to do with it, then we walking around with power and we ain't operating in it. We got power right now. We don't even do nothing with the power we got right now in the Holy Ghost. And God will say, what you gonna do if I delegate you more power? And you ain't even doing nothing with the power I've given you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God with me tonight. Yeah. Hallelujah. We tripping over power. And God is saying, but all the power belong to me. And when I give you power, are you going to give me glory behind me giving you the power? Who do you want the power for? Do you want it for me? Or do you want it for yourself? Because who going to get the accolades? Who going to get the glory once I give you the power? Somebody said power.
Power.
Everybody tripping over power. Amen. Everybody want more power. The president want more power. God said, all you got to do is stay connected to me, and I can give you all the power you need.
The power you need.
For the
Come
power.
On now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And so now, the power trip. It's the power trip. Amen. I'm the man. I want more power so I can feel like I'm the man. Not just a man, but I want to feel like I'm the man. And I know every brother want to feel like I'm the man. Amen. But when we realize that we are the man, because we're connected to the man. Come on here, somebody. We can't be the man. We can only be a part of the man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is the king and the king and the Lord of Lord of all men. Come on here, somebody. Everybody want to be the man, but the only true man is Yahshua HaMashiach. So we can give all our praise and glory to him because he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Come on here, somebody. I am the living waters. Come on here, somebody. I am the bread of life. So if he's all of this, glory to God. How can we match him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
It's okay.
We just it's need possible. To be happy that we're connected. Tell somebody. Tell your brother tonight. Say, brother, I'm just glad to be connected. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Brother, I'm just glad to be connected.
Somebody give God a praise.
I think I'm the only female on the line.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
See, when we as men stop power tripping, that's why there's so many homosexual men. Come on here, somebody. Because they want to be like the woman because they see that the woman holds the power because the government. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy has used the government to demonically put the woman over the man. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing tonight. See, amen. The woman thinks you just... you don't
want
to do nothing. No, you don't understand. It's not the fact we don't want to do nothing. You don't understand. We're fighting against a system that don't want us to do nothing. Come on here, somebody. They want
Come
us to
on,
sell drugs.
Yeah,
they want us to go out there and be pimps and hustlers.
They want us
to keep the liquor store crowded. Glory to God. They want us to go out here and kill somebody. Why? Because they don't want to give us what rightfully belongs to us, which is the opportunity to make a living without depending upon you. But you won't let me do that, though, because you keep reminding me that I need you. In reality, all I need is to separate from you, and you can give me what rightfully belongs to me so I can build for myself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God tonight. Oh, somebody ain't going to like me tonight, but I know my true brothers is loving me. Man, we got to come out of this mentality that we got that, oh, you know, somebody owed me something. Yeah, they do owe us, but we owe God. Come on here, somebody. Because God is the one that's going to give us our power and our freedom to be the black kings that he created us to be. Yeah, I said it. The black kings he created us to be. Now, give God the praise, my brother. Give God the praise,
hallelujah,
my black kings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on in.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And so now, beloved, now we got to fight over money. Amen. Hallelujah. Now money is the issue. Amen. That's why the Bible says no man can serve two masters. I don't care what you say. But in the world system, they got God and then they got money. Come on here, somebody. And see, the thing about the vaccine is that why you think they was putting money out there with the vaccine? Come on, if you take the vaccine, I give you $10,000. They trying to see what kind of price tag is on you. Y'all need what the Lord is saying tonight. They trying to see if you got a price tag on you. Glory to God. He trying to see who you love.
Lord,
do you love me or do you love money more than me? Hallelujah. Are you depending on me to bring you out? Are you depending on the government to bring you out? Glory to God. God is saying, I want to see who do you love. Come on here, somebody. I'm not no YG tonight, but I'm telling you, we need to love God more than anybody. Come on here, somebody. Because at the end of the day, money is not going to be able to suffice, amen, the pool that God has put in your spirit, the drive. Amen. Something is driving you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The reason why we do what we do is because we want more money. Hallelujah. Then when you get to want more money, then that's where PMS come in. I am PMSing, glory to God, because I want more. But God is saying, I got more for you. Just don't depend on anything outside of me to get it. Oh, I wish somebody would talk. Talk to me tonight, glory to God.
Yeah.
God is saying, I put it in you for more, but you got to understand how the devil keep tricking folks. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, in spite of the temptation, in spite of the trial and the test, amen, the Bible says, but God is faithful. Somebody say, God is faithful.
God is faithful.
So no matter
what
the devil throw at me, God is still faithful to, amen, he's faithful to bring me out. He's faithful to minister to me and strengthen me. He's faithful. Somebody say, faithful.
Faithful.
Isn't it funny that God is the only one that said, I will never leave you nor forsake you? Amen. In other words, we talk about God left me. No, God never left. We left him. Amen. Because he has covenanted himself to us. Glory to God. So he said, I can't leave you because I gave you my word that I wouldn't leave you. Glory to God. So if anybody do the leaving, guess who doing the leaving?
My God.
When we got a little fame, little money. Get who Lord
but tell
is.
Somebody, say, but God is still faithful. But God is still
God
faithful.
Is God still is still faithful.
Good. God
is still faithful.
Hallelujah. How many of you know that God will still be right there? God will wait till we get tired of being sick and tired. And God said, now, is you tired yet? Glory to God. When we get tired, then we lift up our hands. God has said, I've been here all the time. I was waiting on you, honey, waiting patiently in line. I heard no more calling down on my son, though. When you didn't feel me, when you didn't miss me, God says, I was still there. I would just wait till you got fed up enough to lift up your head so I could save you for real. How many know that you're not going to get saved for real till you get fed up for real? Come on here, somebody. Amen. We talk about we tired,
man,
but God said, no, you still chasing. No, you ain't tired. You still chasing. You still want the power. You still want the money. You still want the sex. You still PMS. No, you ain't tired yet. I know you get tired.
Jesus.
When the enemy is not able to tempt you no more. Come on here, somebody. The enemy can only tempt you when he know you want the goods. Come on here. Oh, God, help me tonight. right, Holy Ghost. Let this people be, Lord. He can only tempt you when he know you want the good. See, when he know you don't want no more power, he ain't going to mess with you. Because you're letting, oh, man, we done, man, I'd have been here, done that. I only want that. I want God. I want Yahshua. Can somebody give me God? I don't want no power that comes from man. I need power that comes from God. Somebody give God glory tonight.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
God is talking to somebody tonight because you're at the point of being tired. You've been chasing the power. You've been chasing the money. You've been chasing the sex. But you're tired. Amen. There's a place in your heart. You say, Lord, I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of looking at this. It got to be more to it than this. Come on here, somebody. Lord, I see the money. The money don't move me no more. Won't you? Somebody need to give God a praise right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. God is faithful. Who would not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able. So, you know, in other words, God said, I ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. I'm not going to let you go through nothing that I know that's going to mentally cause you to lose your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is saying, I know your limit. I know your breaking point. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I praise. Ain't nobody but him.
Hallelujah, glory to God. So people go past the breaking point because they don't know when to take the exit. Come on here, somebody. You got to know when to take the exit, glory to God. You got to know when to go stage right, stage left. However God tell you to get off the stage, get off the stage
get caught up.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We still trying to stay on the stage.
Lord,
and God said, get off the stage. Your role is done.
Get off the stage.
When he came, he said, I must decrease that he may increase. God knew when to take stage left and exit. God said, I did my part. Now I got to let him do his part. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We're trying to go over and beyond what God wants us to do. God said, you got to know when your part is done. You got to know when to pass up a ton. We still trying to hold on to it. God said, this ain't your leg. Give it to your brother. Give it to your sister. Or in other words, just let it go. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, just let it go. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Just let it go. Another love in TKO.
Hey, I feel the power of God tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Let it go.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And then he said, but with the temptation, also make a way to escape. God says, in this year, can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Loud and clear, brother.
Can y'all hear me tonight? The Holy Ghost said,
he's about to escape
for you out of your test, out of your trial, out of your temptation. God's about to make a way of escape for you. And God says, when I make the way of escape for you, he said, run through the exit door. Don't walk. Run. Because you've been waiting. Some of you have been waiting for a long time.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I'm so tired. I don't know why, Lord. Everybody came through and gave me a word. I'm tired of preachers. I'm tired of false prophets lying to me. Amen. They're telling me it's my year. And when I look around, it don't even look like my year. It don't feel like it. But God said, somebody said, but God is saying. God is saying, when I make the way of escape for you this time, he said, open the door.
Yes, Lord.
And he said, run through the exit. Somebody said, take the exit out. Hallelujah. Take the way of escape out. Glory
to God.
Take the
exit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sometimes in order to be a real man, you got to know when, you know, you got to be like Kenny Rogers sometimes. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to run, know when to walk away. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We get caught up. Amen.
Into
this macho image. Come on here, somebody. And we try to be macho man. But how many know that macho man is dead? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We need to be the man God called us to be. Come on here, somebody. And if God is saying walk away, then don't you stand there and try to fight. If God is saying you got to know when to fold them, then you fold them when God said fold them. Hallelujah. Why? Because God know everything. And God is saying, I got you, but you got to follow my lead. Somebody said follow his lead.
Follow his lead.
We ought to follow God's lead. Come on, brothers. Amen. The Bible says that the head of every man is Christ. And we holler about we the head, but we ain't got Christ on. Come on here, somebody. And we looking crazy around
oh,
here.
Lord.
Amen. And we talking about why she ain't following me, why things ain't lighting up. Amen. I'm talking to it, but God said you ain't got me on, though. Amen. It don't recognize, nothing recognizes you
yeah.
without him. Come on here, somebody. Without him, there's no us.
Amen.
Come on here, somebody. We trying to call shots,
man.
But where's God? Amen. If God ain't your head, you need to go back and put your head on. Then you can wear the big britches. Then you can
man.
Say, I am shot.
Why are you preaching?
Because I got my head on right. Come on here, somebody. We walking around here headless, and we wonder why she's screaming, because she said you headless, and you don't know it, and you trying to tell me, but I don't talk to them. They ain't got no head on it. Oh, they ain't getting no feedback. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord,
somebody
have mercy,
said, put
Jesus.
Your head on, son.
I'm your covering.
I'm your covering, hallelujah. How you going to speak something without me? Come on here, somebody. How you going to say something and I'm not the head of your life? Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. How many of you know that she'll bow down when she see Christ as the head? You ain't got to tell her to bow down. She'll automatically bow down because she said, I like the head that you got on. Hallelujah. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Glory to God.
Man. Hallelujah.
If she see the right head, you ain't got to tell her to come here. She'll come and get right up under you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You ain't got to tell her to do nothing. So when she see Christ as the head, she already know what to do because she want to serve, but she want to serve him. Oh, glory to God. Big Holy Ghost. She want to serve him, not us, him. But she said, he looks so good on you, I'll serve you just to get close to him. Oh, y'all ain't hearing. Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Brothers talk
that. Ooh,
glory to God.
That's deep,
man. That's so.
She
deep.
Said, "I'm just waiting to see him. When I see him, glory to God, you got to tell me to do nothing. Hallelujah. I'm already ready. Hallelujah. She just want to see him, and we so and we so trying to show us that God is saying, "Get out the way, boy. Let her see me." So I can make her do everything you want
man.
Her to do and then some. Are y'all in with me tonight? Glory to God.
Yes. Preacher.
You want to be, yes. you want her
man,
to turn a flip, God said, wait till she see me on you. Glory to God. If she see me on you, she'll turn flip, she'll turn back flip, she'll do whatever you want her to do. Glory to God. Why? Because she recognized
man.
The power.
Mm.
Women are drawn
the
to power.
Power.
And how many know God got all
the
power? Come on here, somebody.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you do.
We got this thing all wrong, brothers. God said, I'm trying to rest on you because I want to give you all the power so you ain't got to say nothing. What you want, Daddy? I kind of want that over there. Oh, do you want that? She'll run to go get it. Why? Because she said the anointing on you is so awesome that you ain't got to ask me to do nothing twice because I want to serve the God in you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm almost finished. Amen. Now we get down to the sex part. Glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Take time,
glory to God.
Bro.
I hope there ain't no kids online tonight because I'm talking to the grown folk tonight. We always think that sex is physical. Let me tell you something, brothers. Sexuality is more mental and spiritual than physical. Because if you can minister to her mind, her body will follow. Y'all ain't going to say nothing tonight, glory to God. You trying to get to the
man.
Body, but God said, no, you got to get to the mind. Because if we can have a mental conversation in the spirit, there ain't no telling what's going to happen physically. Come on here, somebody. But the physical gets turned on through the mental. And where the enemy messes up at is that we're looking at the physical and don't understand that the key is in her mind. Come on here, somebody. She's trying to say, can you unlock my mind? Because if you can unlock my mind, there ain't no telling what you'll find. Oh, God help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Man.
But she's so in the flesh that God is saying you missing the real concept.
Come on.
See, sex
the
is
real
really mental, not physical. Come on here, somebody. Sexuality
come
is
on,
actually the meeting of the minds. It's when the two minds come together. Come on here, somebody. That's why you got to be careful not to get somebody who is not saved to try to mix with. But see, if you don't let down your guard in your mind, then they can't get past that boundary. Come on here, somebody. Okay, how good it looks. Mentally, you ain't saved. Mentally, you ain't tied into God.
I don't
we ain't
care.
Got nothing to talk about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You trying to get me to go back. You trying to get me to do things I really don't want to do because I'm not connected to who you connected to. Come on here, somebody. I don't serve the devil. So, you know, when it comes praying time, we should have no problem praying. I mean, if you really love me like you say, come on here, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I'm
come
all
on,
in the next time. Y'all, come on here, somebody. See, we got to stop playing with this love thing. See, hallelujah. Men play with love, won't sex. Come on here, somebody. And then that's why I got to let the lead out of y'all. We tell them that we love them because we just really want the sex. Come on here, somebody. It's not about the mental part. It's not about the mind part. But I want to get to the body part. But the body part is not going to unlock until you both can relate to her mind. Because her mind needs to be elevated. Her mind needs to be taken to another level. Her mind needs to know that I got a man that can hold me spiritually. I got a man that I can conversate with, and we can conversate and have a mental discussion. Somebody say a mental discussion.
Come on now.
Mental discussion.
Jesus. We come here with all the big arms and the big guns, and we tell her, oh, when she see my gun, she going to go crazy. That's only for a moment. She going to leave you and your gun when she find out you ain't got the mind, hallelujah, of Christ, to be able to elevate her and conversate to her in the spirit. Guess what? You and your guns will be alone. But I'm trying to help you tonight to let you know that it's all about the mind. That's why Yahshua said, let this mind be in you, which is also in me. So, brothers, we need to get our mind right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope it's helping somebody to stop PMSing. We're out here wanting to beat each other up. Amen. Because our woman ain't acting right. And in reality, the real problem is us. It's not that she ain't acting right. We won't act right with God. And God is saying, yeah, she acting up because you won't act right with me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody say, stop PMSing.
Stop PMSing.
Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody just give God a praise for a minute to let this word digest.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody thank God for truth tonight. We need the truth. Amen. I don't know what these lying pastors and prophets is around here teaching, but we need the real word. Somebody said the real word. Come on here, somebody.
The real word.
They so concerned about the finances. Who going to get a tithe? If I preach this, they might leave. Let them leave. God, if they leave, I got 7 more. I got 12 more waiting to take their place. Woo, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Glory to God. My God, my God, my God.
And God said, the reason why I'm going to give you an escape this year. Somebody say, it's my year.
It's my year.
It's my year.
It's my year of escape. I'm going to escape right into the destiny that God got for me. I'm going to escape right into the place God got for me. I'm going to escape right into the financial blessing that God got for me. I'm going to escape right from the haters, right from the imitators, right from the snakes. Come on here, somebody. There's a lot of fakes and snakes in this year. Come on here, somebody. You got to watch the fakes and the snakes. Because they all on a sign.
The fake and the snake.
If they try to get you out of your destiny and your purpose. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And God said the reason why I'm going to give you an escape is because so you may be able to bear it. Hear me. I'm just about done, beloved. I'm done with this. Listen. God says, I'm going to give you an escape so that you can bear what you've been going through. Because somebody been on the verge of losing their mind. Somebody been on the verge of just having an outright, amen, depression. Somebody been on the verge of just saying, man, I'm about to walk away from everything. I don't know who God is talking to, but it's been just so much on your shoulders that you've been just like, Lord, if you don't do something, I'm going to erupt. I'm going to have one. And God is saying, no, before you do that, I got you. I'm finna make a way of escape so that you can bear it, so you can bear what you've been going through. Amen. So you won't have a breakdown. Somebody said, I'm not going to have a breakdown.
I'm going to have a breakdown.
I ain't going to have no breakdown.
I'm going to have a break up. Glory to God. I'm going to break up. Come on here, somebody.
Come on,
hallelujah.
I know that's right.
I didn't come this far to turn around. I didn't come this far to play. Some of us, God came and got us himself out the streets, out of wherever we was, out the dope house. Whatever we was doing, God says, I came and got you myself. Somebody give God a praise. If God came and got you himself, come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
That's why God said, I ain't going to let you take the vaccine. Amen. Because I chose you, glory to God. Amen. I chose you, glory to God. Amen. I didn't just call you, I chose you. Amen. I had my hand on you even before you knew that
chose
I had my hand on you.
Jesus.
That's why nothing happened to you and everything was happening to your friends around you. You was wondering why that didn't happen to me. God said, because I had to cover you so you could get on my side. Somebody give God a praise.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Man, never lied on that one, brother.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Do some good preaching. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a word right there. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the real word on tonight. Hallelujah.
Man, amen. The real word.
Amen. I'm sorry about that, John. I had to grab my sound right quick. Amen. But I'm back. I'm back. Amen. Let me tell you something, brothers. Amen. God is about to do something supernatural. Amen. In this year for us.
Amen. All of you that are online tonight, you ain't online for nothing. God is saying, I'm about to give you a way of escape. Amen. So you can bear what you've been going through. Amen. God been seeing you. He's been seeing the tears. He's been seeing the pain. He's been seeing the hurt. Amen. And it's crazy to talk to people that can't see your pain and can't see your hurt. And it's like, because they know where you at. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God is saying, I done pulled out the spiritual lifeguard. Amen. You ain't going to drown. Amen. You get ready to come out this water. I got some more water for you. Glory to God. It's not trouble like this water. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because this water is not right for you. Glory to God. You need the water that I got for you. Come on to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Put your legs down. Lay right.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God another praise.
Praise the Lord.
And God been showing me how people are now PMSing. They want more power. They want more money. And they want more sex. And they done sold their soul out to have it. And God said, where is mine? Amen. They said, if they want me more than anything, come on here, somebody. We've been singing it, but God said, you can sing a lie as well as tell one. Come on here, somebody. And there's a lot of these gospel artists that we think is going to heaven, but they done already sold their soul, and they're on their way to hell. It's a lot of these pastors that we think that's on their way to heaven, and God is saying they're on their way to hell. God is saying the road to heaven, you ain't going to see but a few on it, but you're going to see a whole lot on the other road. Come on here, somebody. But God is saying, hold what you got. If you really love me and you hold it on, God is saying, I'm going to bless you. Glory to God. I'm going to bless you. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. If you feel with the Holy Ghost, come on and pray
Hallelujah,
right now.
Lord.
God is doing something supernatural right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Somebody press in to him right now. Amen. Receive, amen, the word of the Lord tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God has already made a way of escape for your situation. Don't worry about it. Just look for the door. Amen. And God said, when you find the door. And for somebody tonight, God is saying, I'm fixing you for the situation. The situation is getting ready to change because you changed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord,
God can do anything.
Yes, he can.
Hey,
anything but fail.
Let me say it again. How many know God can do anything? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God tonight. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Are there any comments right now? I mean, I know God just spoke an awesome, awesome word to our hearts tonight. Amen. Is there any comments? Is there any glory to God. I'm still high, glory to God, on this word. Amen. Is there any word of encouragement? Glory to God. Questions? Oh, yeah, questions. Amen. Anybody got any tonight? Or any comments? Amen. Any comments that they want to say on tonight? If the Lord is leading you to comment on the word of God tonight, amen. Feel free to do so. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If not, while the anointing of God is still moving and still flowing, I want to turn it over to the hands of my dear, dear brother. Come on in here, y'all. The hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Was that an awesome word on tonight? Hey. Glory to God. Was that an awesome word on tonight? Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. That was that fire. Glory to God.
Woo.
Hallelujah. The, yes, those, see, people, church folks act like they don't know what I be talking about.
Fire.
Praise God. Hallelujah. When I be certain words I be using, they act like they don't know what I'm talking about. That was that fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was that good on tonight.
Yes,
hallelujah. That was that real. That was that 100. Hallelujah. Praise God. That was the truth. Glory to God on tonight.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Some of us can't handle the truth. Praise God. Mm. Hallelujah. But the truth, the word say the truth will make you free.
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise God. See, Steve Harvey wasn't half wrong when he wrote his book. Hallelujah. That 90-day rule thing, praise God. Hallelujah. The word say we're supposed to wait till we get married or whatever. And, you know, everybody got their separate beliefs, praise God. But the bottom line, what I'm trying to say, what the man of God said earlier, if you hold out long enough, you'll find out what that man is there for. Glory to God.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Because we'll tell you we love you. Holy Lord, have mercy.
Mm.
Praise God. We'll tell you we love you. Hallelujah, amen. We'll tell you you're cute. I tell married women, watch out all the time, because it's always men praying on married women. Glory to God. Let me tell you what men do to married women. They tell you stuff your husband stopped telling you, because they know that they ain't telling it to you no more.
Wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They know they ain't telling. You go get your hair done. Pray. I done seen that hairstyle on you 50 different times. I'm not going to notice it every time you get it. Glory to God. But every time he see, girl, did you get your hair done? Oh, my man didn't even notice that. Don't ever say, let me tell you something, ladies. I'm not even trying to, I don't know why the spirit going this way, but don't never, ever tell another man what your man don't do. Glory to God. I shouldn't even be talking to people in relationships.
No,
glory
no.
to God. But don't ever tell another man what your man don't do. Because you know what? If I was him, I would just start doing everything you tell me he don't do. He don't never compliment me no more. Don't never tell me I look cute. Don't never open the door for me. Don't never do this. Watch for them boys at your job. I call them boys because they lurking. Because they want to play with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
They want to play with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They seen you get out of my car. And as soon as you walk in, they say, was that your man drop you off? Watch out right then. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He praying on you right then. Yeah, that was him. Oh. He could have opened the door for you. Oh, he don't never open the door for me. What? What kind of man don't open the door for a game? Game. G-A-M-E. Spell it. Game. Praise God. That's what he's running on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, man, I thank God for the man of God tonight bringing that real talk. Men, we know we need to watch. If we don't buy something in the first week, she'll go, digger. We already know it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. This stuff we got to watch out for, too. Hallelujah. Amen. It's some dogs on the prowls, lady. Amen. But it's some man-eaters out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They already eyeballing our pension. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they in the church. Men of God. The true men of God that's in the church. Watch out because they prowling. They the ones giving us the most compliments. There was a woman on Facebook saying, I can't believe I missed the prayer. Elder Prevost does the most fiery prayers I've ever heard. I say, girl, if you don't stop, hallelujah. Amen. I don't know who you lying to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You lying to me or you lying to yourself? Either way, hallelujah. I ain't finna lie with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to watch out. Hallelujah. Women of God, amen. Praise God. Every man got a Bible. and every man got a suit in his closet. Believe it or not, that brother will pull out a suit and go to church. You have a suit in your closet? Oh, yeah, because I was just in case I ran into a woman like you. We stay prepared. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Man.
Hallelujah. Amen. I hate to say this, man, but I believe we wouldn't do nothing. I believe we wouldn't do nothing if it wasn't for a woman. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You know why we got nice cars? Because we know women like nice cars. Praise God. You ever see, praise God, a married man, an old married man? Hallelujah. He got flip-flops on, some old regular shorts, a regular T-shirt, some regular cap, just walking around the house looking any kind of way. Why? Because he already praise God. Hallelujah. I already got him. That's why wives get suspect when you dye your hair, when you go through that mid-age crisis. You dye your hair back black. It wasn't that black when you was born. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to go get you a convertible? You start wearing skinny jeans. You 43 years old. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let the men stop saying amen. Y'all saw that? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. They know when we out there, because we start wearing cologne again. When you start back wearing cologne, you ain't wore cologne in 15. Boy, who you trying to? Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to walk out. What the Bible say, we cannot be ignorant to the devices of the devil. Hallelujah. Yeah. The devil know we PMSing, so he using all that. He using all that. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm. He using all that.
Wow.
Amen. To get to the men and women of God. The divorce rate is higher in the church.
Oh,
praise
yeah.
God. Hallelujah. I heard something the other day. I couldn't believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. I was watching. I don't know if y'all went and saw the Aretha Franklin movie. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But they were saying, amen, it was all kind of sexual fornication going on in her daddy's church. Praise God. And he was the preacher.
Oh, wow.
He was the pastor.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Mm.
And I used to wonder why I got more respect as a gangster rapper, so to speak, than I did as a preacher. Praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. People heard preaching, they was like, oh, Lord, here he come. Amen. What kind of scam you could have run? Praise God. Hallelujah. When I was in the streets, you wasn't treating me like this. Praise God. I did not know. Hallelujah. What's going on in the church? But when we read the Bible tells us these things are going on.
Are you hating?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the devil trying to get to us in the church. He know the people most people in the church only got married. Kids that was raised in the church, they only got married so because that's the only way we can have sex. And we're going to be real about it. That's why the divorce rate's so high in the church. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they drilled into. I was raised Church of God in Christ. Hallelujah. That's what they drilled into me. Sex before marriage is a sin. Hallelujah. You have sex before you get married, you're going to hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we stopped. Mm-hmm. They have stopped preaching that now. Maybe they need to go back to putting some fear in these people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe there wouldn't be so many unwed parents. Praise God. Hallelujah. But either way, hallelujah.
Want,
amen.
They don't
amen.
They don't want to preach that. They don't want to preach that because they'll lose the money. That's the M. Oh,
glory
yeah.
to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm. And when they lose the money, they only lose money because they lose the members. And when they lose the members, they lose the power. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
That's how they judge us. Hallelujah. They look at it backwards. They look at it like maybe Apostle, he ain't got that much power because he ain't get that many members. No. That's where they got it backwards. Hallelujah. You got a whole lot of members, but you ain't got no power. Glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. That's why he said the way that the hell is wide. Hallelujah. Praise God. And many going to find. Praise God, hallelujah. But the road to heaven is narrow. Glory to God,
yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You go to these big churches, the anointing ain't flowing.
No.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. They got it backwards, so they lose. They figure they done lost the power because they done lost the money because they don't want to teach about sex. Oh, my God. They not a pastor, P. M. Mm. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Amen. I thank God for the man of God to bring that word. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen.
You.
Praise God. Hallelujah. A willing vessel of God, willing to say what the truth is. Willing to say it the way the Lord told it to him. He didn't filter it. He didn't sugarcoat it. Glory to God. It wasn't watered down. It is what it is. Praise. That's the only way it's going to work. Hallelujah. That's the only way it's going to work. Glory to God. Some people need to hear the truth. Quit patting them on the hand. Bend them behind over. Pull they drawers down, hallelujah, and wear them behind out the way your mama wore your behind out. Maybe that's why our kids so bad, because we don't beat them the way we got. We ain't dead. Praise God. That wasn't child abuse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
If it was, it kept us out the street. That's the reason why we ain't in jail.
Good.
Hallelujah. Even when we was in the streets, we made some decisions based on whether or not what my mama will say if she found this out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even in the streets, we was thinking, if my mama found this out, Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. She would whip my behind today. Y'all know some of y'all parents ain't care how old y'all got. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Whether you live, you have your own house and your own kids, and you scared of your mama. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The fear of God. We ain't got the fear of God. We ain't got the fear of our parents. We ain't got the fear of nothing no more. That's why the world is the way it is. Hallelujah. But we thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the man of God that brought forth that dynamic word, PMS, and glory to God. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Power, money, and sex. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How the Lord gave it to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look how the anointing flows. Hallelujah. I don't know what's going on, Apostle, but the Lord told me to tell you when you go back and listen to this message, you need to go back and listen to this message, and when you listen to it, you're going to say, it was good that I was afflicted. Oh, my God. I don't know.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 See, the Lord say this. The Lord say this. It ain't what it looks like. Hallelujah. See, when I take the olives, hallelujah, amen, I have to crush them, hallelujah, in order to get the oil out. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
You see, I'm just getting
Thank
the oil
God.
Out you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm just getting the oil out you. Glory to God. I'm just getting the oil. I shout out. I'm all CBD. I'm all high. I'm just getting the oil out you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. You just stay faithful, man of God. Hallelujah. You just stay faithful, man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, remember what I promised you. Oh, I shout out my salabosimiya. Remember what I promised you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I promised you that. Glory to God. And it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. I ain't broke a promise since the beginning of time. Glory to God. And I ain't about to break one now. It ain't what it looks like. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord told me to remind you of this scripture. He said it ain't that you forgot it, but he told me these are the words he said. He said, remind you of this. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose, for those that he predestined to come forth to the image of Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Hallelujah.
He say, hallelujah. He say, you need to hear this word because the word, hallelujah, was for you. Ah, Saramasi Alaba. He say, this is your year. I have made a way. Oh, hallelujah.
Hey! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Apostle, I'm going to send it as soon as we get through. I'm going to send it to you tonight. Glory to God.
Yes,
maybe
Lord.
10 minutes. Take about 10 minutes after we hang up. Hallelujah. Sometime tonight, you need to make time. Hallelujah, to listen.
Yes,
hallelujah, because the Lord say, I got something in there for you, glory to God. He say, you about to be blessed, hallelujah, by the lips of your own voice, glory to God. He say, I have spoken a word to you through you. Hallelujah. He say, only you can hear what I'm saying. Only you can hear what I'm saying. Hallelujah. So you need to hear it, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
With every temptation that comes a way of escape, hallelujah, the exit, hallelujah, a way to get out of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I hear healing. I'm healing your heart right now. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm healing your heart right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's been broken. Glory to God. But I'm healing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He say, let me. He say, allow me to. Glory to God. I'll heal it if you let me in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord says to somebody out there, it's time. I don't know who. It's time for you to make a decision. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time for you to make a decision. Ooh. Glory to God. The Lord say you're doing everything. Hallelujah. The most powerful thing. You've been sowing a seed. The most powerful thing you can do is make a decision. Glory to God.
Wow. I got my song.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
I'm sorry. I have to release this into the atmosphere. Every word ain't a word of always. It's a word of encouragement, but it ain't going to always make you feel good. But the Lord say sometimes we got to come out from under the blood. Quit hiding under the blood. Yeah, the blood is under the doorpost. Hallelujah. Praise God. But one day you got to step out that door. Hallelujah. Oh, shout out to the most thing. But when you step out, hallelujah, it is the blood over your life. Glory to God. It's over your household, yay, but is it over you? Hallelujah. On tonight, praise God. It's time to make a decision. It's time to make a decision. Either you're going to do wrong or you're going to do right. You're going to either be hot or you're going to be cold. But you're not going to be lukewarm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time. To make a decision. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It may be somebody on the radio tonight. Hallelujah. But it's time to make a decision. Somebody listening to the recording, it's time to make a decision.
Come on now.
Hey! It's that easy to make the decision. Hallelujah. See, we all got some things, but this is a major thing, he say. It ain't about I need to quit smoking. It ain't about I need to quit drinking or cussing or nothing like that. It's what sides you're going to be on. Because if you seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, the no cussing or follow, hallelujah, the no drinking or follow, the no fornication or follow, hallelujah, praise God, the no backbiting or follow, the no cheating or follow, the no lying or follow, hallelujah, praise God. Amen, praise God, but you got to first pick a side. You can't say I'm going to do this and still do this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't get married and still have your number in my phone.
Hey!
Can I? I can't marry God and still got the devil's number in my phone under marriage. Praise God, hallelujah. I only call it every once in a while, but I still got it in my phone. Y'all don't understand what I'm trying to say. Hallelujah,
hey,
amen. The Lord say we got to, hallelujah. Pick a side.
Speak Holy Ghost.
Pick a side. Hallelujah. Pick a side. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Jesus. My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Whew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight, amen, for the man of God bringing forth the word PMSing on tonight. Hallelujah. Power, money, and sex. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how, Lord have mercy. If I was a movie producer, I'd make a TV show. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hey!
Hallelujah. Power, money, and sex. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. Amen. Bringing forth the word. Hallelujah. In spite of having the courage to speak. Hallelujah. The word. In spite of. Hallelujah. Praise God. What could happen? Who could leave? If they going to leave, they going to leave. That's what I got to. Hallelujah, amen. Remember, it got down to 12 before it got up to how many was it besides women and children? 5,000? Before it was 5,000, it had to go down to 12.
Amen.
Hallelujah, praise God. There was a whole lot of them around there. Then he said, you know what? You got to eat of my flesh and you got to drink of my blood. And before they could understand what he was talking about, they burnt off. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what I'm going to go and say it. See, before some things have been said and before they could understand what was before they could get an understanding, they burnt off. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But how many of you know the multitude is about to come because the multitude want to hear the truth? Hallelujah.
Mm.
The multitude, the majority of people want to hear the truth. We need to quit looking. I'm going to say this before I turn the line back over to the man of God, but it just hit me. We got to quit looking at what people are doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about the people in the world, not the people in the church that say they saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. If they out there fornicating and doing this, that, and the other thing, praise God. Amen. And they got the truth. If they got the seven spirits, the man of God preached about last night. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about them. Hallelujah. I'm talking about these people in the world. We see what they're doing, and we think because of what they're doing, they don't want God in their life. Praise God, hallelujah. But we don't understand they doing what they doing because they seeking something, but they don't realize what they seeking is God in their life.
Man.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ain't gonna have no church following. I don't feel it. I feel the streets following us, hallelujah, because they coming out of there. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, they coming out the streets with this ministry. Glory to God, hallelujah. And the church folks ain't going to like it. They don't like it now. Glory to God, hallelujah. You don't even know it. I'm going to tell you this, Apostle. The Lord just told me to tell it to you. He said you don't even know it. But there are people in church that don't like you. And you don't even know who these people are. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God.
Wow.
Remember, they knew Jesus was preaching. Hallelujah. They knew John the Baptist was in the wilderness. Hallelujah.
Mm.
That's why when things went down, they knew where to go because they knew where he was at.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Okay.
Even if he didn't know who they were, they knew who he was. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. Don't think he's just preaching in that park and ain't nobody talking. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God.
Can you hear me?
Thank you, God.
Can you hear me, Brother Andre?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to share something with you. We go to the park every Saturday. If more people at that park that's homeless know about the truth than the ones that's in church.
Glory to God.
Mm.
They come to us.
That's the truth.
We didn't have fellowship, and they come to us. They come to the table where we at. And they speak the word. And they tell me you're doing a good thing. They tell Apostle, you're doing a good thing. Man, we like what you're doing. And since we go to that park, seems like they get closer and closer to the table. You got some that's keeping tents out there. They done moved their tents closer to the table now so they can hear the word. One man came out of the tent and came over to us. And here, they didn't want us to hear the truth when the ones in church, they don't want to hear the truth. That's what God said to the disciples. They didn't understand. He said, I've been with you all this time, and you still don't understand me?
Wow.
And you got people been in church all this time, and they still don't want to know the truth. God sent a prophet. He sent the prophet. He said, I sent my prophet to speak for me. And because that prophet tells you the truth, you run. But the Bible said many going to fall by the wayside. In the last days, a lot of going to fall.
Mm.
That's why he said we are scarcely making in. The Bible said we are scarcely making
in. Amen.
And people running for the truth, but they better run to the truth. They better run to the truth. Because Yahshua is coming faster than they think. Time is moving so fast. Time is moving fast. It was Friday. It was just Monday.
Wow.
Yeah, but a lot of people that didn't have the number, I gave them the number, so they know the number to the prayer line.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise we thank God for that.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God, and watch this. One of them homeless people going to end up, hallelujah, if not all of them, they're going to come off them streets, praise God, hallelujah, and they're going to remember you. Hallelujah. They're going to remember you, man of God. Hallelujah. They might put you in the building. I don't know what they might do. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. Because they're going to remember that. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank God for everything God is doing in your life, the move of God on you. Hallelujah. Amen. My word of encouragement tonight is just to stay strong. Everything else came from the Lord. Praise God. I'm telling you just to stay strong, stay on the wall, keep doing what you're doing. Amen. I know God's opening up doors that no man can close, and the enemy is just trying to fight against, hallelujah, what God has already done. Hallelujah, amen. Mm. So I thank God for you. I thank God for meeting you and being in contact with you. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
You just stay on the wall and keep doing what you're doing. Bless the name
amen.
Of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
For those of you out there listening on Blog Talk Radio, we thank God for y'all on tonight. Praise God, amen. Make sure y'all call in tomorrow night, 5 o'clock Pacific time. 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Call in or tune in. We recommend, we want to get listeners, but we recommend you call in. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can be a part of this service as it goes forth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Lord be speaking, that the anointing be moving. Amen. The Lord might have a word specifically for you, but you don't know because you're listening on the airwaves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you call in, praise God, you can be a part of the service and be blessed with a word from the Lord. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. PMS. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All tonight. Fiery word. Fiery word. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time, and he can go ahead and give his final announcement and the benediction. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Elder. God bless you, Elder. Amen. I just want to say to you, man of God, amen. I thank Yahshua for connecting us. Amen. I want to bring confirmation to what the Lord said through you to me tonight. Before I preach the word, I said, Lord, let this word be for me.
Oh, I
was saying this in my prayer time with the Lord, and we hadn't talked, so I know that was the Holy Ghost. But God getting ready to do something.
Yes, it was.
This year will be a way of escape. Only for
Amen.
Those who are fully committed to the Lord. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
And the Lord said, because of your faithfulness to me, I'm going to make a way of escape that the world is not going to see. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on. Hallelujah.
They trying to find a way of escape, but God says, ain't no way of escape but through me. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God. God says,
Amen.
This is God.
Hallelujah.
Hear about Sunday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, because you got places to go. You got people to see. And God is saying, you can't see them if you box in. But God said, this here, what the enemy trying to do is only going to allow him to open a door that the enemy was not expecting for God to open. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that's right.
I want to tell everybody tonight, if you're online tonight, tell somebody. Amen. Let somebody know that we're on here because God has a blessing with your name on it. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If there's no more comments or questions or a word of encouragement, Lord God, I'm going to go ahead and close it out. Are we all clear tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for speaking to us as only you can. We thank you, Father, for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears heard, for what our heart now understands. We thank you tonight, God, that you are delivering us from PMS, and God, hallelujah, that you are letting us know that you got all the power, all the money, and whatever we need sexually, Lord God, we can obtain, God, in your presence. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you have rightfully given us discernment to choose a mate that will complement us, God. You tell us, be ye not unequally yoked.
So we thank you for the yoke factor tonight, God. We thank you that we only want to yoke up with what is yoked up to you. So we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name for a way of escape, God, that we may be able to bear whatever we're going through, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you won't put no more on us than we can bear. So we give your name the praise, glory, and the honor, Father. Hallelujah. What I say is the one.
What I say
is
the one.
I say it to all. Watch and pray.
Watch
and pray. Live holy.
And pray.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
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 I love you.
I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody bless the name of the Lord right
Thank
now.
You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All the time.
And Elder, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that broadcast. Hallelujah. Glory to God for tonight's broadcast. Hallelujah. And then you are now dismissed until tomorrow morning when we will have fellowship tomorrow morning. Amen. And so we're going to try to set that for about 11 o'clock. Amen. I'm going to try to get it in at like about 10. I'm praying for like about 10. If we can all meet up at like about 10, that'll be good. So go in peace and go with Yahshua. Amen. I love you much now. Glory to God. Be blessed by the Almighty God. Glory to God. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Love you too, Apostle.
Amen.
Love you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen.
Makes no difference. You're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. Here's one that's always gonna get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your miracle.
For your miracle.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody. God's